My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that, a little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
But only good things are going to happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hello, what is up, everybody? My name is Brandy, and welcome back to another This Is Us review. I am going to be talking about episode 3 of This Is Us, titled The Pool. I loved this episode. I am loving the show. It is a breakout hit. There is a lot going on in all of the storylines, and somehow we keep it all cohesive because they are family. And even with varying timelines, I think it's working really well. Everybody's really responding to it. It's a good show, especially for family members. My dad actually loves it, which is interesting because he and I agree sometimes, but not all the time. And he wasn't as excited for the show as I was. But moving on, let's talk about The Pool. So let's talk about Jack and Rebecca first. We're going to go with the past storyline and then talk about the present storyline. So Jack and Rebecca, I love the two of them together. Their dynamic is so great. And we see more of them with the kids this episode. We actually see children version, so not like baby and not the adults. So we have, like, I'm guessing, what, maybe like 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, like I'm guessing elementary school age. So Jack and Rebecca are taking the kids to the pool for the day, and a lot of things happen at this pool, actually. So let's talk about Kate first. So I felt so bad for Kate in this episode because girls are just cruel sometimes. And kids in general actually are just so vicious, and I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or if it's learned behavior or what it is, but kids can just be absolutely brutal sometimes, and that was proven with Kate. And it breaks my heart because Kate, up until this day at the pool, was so confident in herself, and she saw nothing wrong with herself. You know what I mean? And that is such a pure thing that children have, because as you grow up, and you have to face the things that Kate had to do in this episode, you realize that there are people out there who don't care about you and don't care about what you have to offer this world. And they want to shut you down and shut you out because you are different. And it's painful to have to watch somebody so pure and so innocent realize the ugliness of the world and get made fun of and told that, you know, she embarrasses people just because she is a little bit heavier than they are, and it breaks my heart to see that. So it was a really impactful and emotional scene. And what hurt the most is watching Jack and Rebecca read the note written by the little girls. That hurt. Like, that hurt a lot because, you know, those parents, obviously they know what's going on. They know she's not the healthiest that she could be. And, you know, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with her. She's a child. You know, obviously there's a lot of reasons that could be behind what she's experiencing. And I think that it's absolutely ridiculous that she's getting made fun of it, especially at her age. And watching those parents who are, you know, so loving and so devoted to that child, realizing that, you know, not everybody's out for their child's best intentions, it hurts. So I think that was a really powerful moment, especially, you know, Rebecca, and you just see like the heartbreak on her face, and Jack just is instantly angry. So that was painful to watch for me. So next up, let's talk about Randall. Randall is having his own kind of adventure at the pool and kind of goes off to where the other African-American children are playing. And Rebecca has a semi-face-off with the mother of one of the African-American children. And, you know, it seemed kind of confrontational at first, but Rebecca does, you know, realize that she has a point. There are some things that she obviously cannot know about how to treat Randall because she is white and she does not know everything that goes into taking care of a black child. So it was very interesting to see how the dynamic between Rebecca and the mother changed within those few minutes. So that was very interesting. And Also, let's talk about Kevin, because poor Kevin, he almost drowns trying to get his football. And it was so, I mean, like, oh my gosh, who was that child actor? Because that was a really great scene where he's, you know, telling Jack and Rebecca, you know, like, you're so focused on Kate and Randall that you didn't even notice that I almost drowned. When is it ever going to be about me? And I think that is so telling of future, or I guess it's present day, Kevin, about why he became an actor. I think that's so telling. Not to go all psychologist on you guys, but I just think it's very interesting that stemming from where Kevin didn't feel like he was important enough to be watched by his parents, the other two always outshined him. So I think that becoming an actor is his way of gaining control of that and becoming the own star of his own life. Flashing back to present day, Kevin auditions for a play, I believe it is a play, yes, in New York. And, you know, a very interesting dynamic between him and his co-star, because he actually does get the part and he did not think that he would. And it was very interesting to see her react to him. I can't say that I like her right now. I understand where she's coming from about, you know, theater being, you know, it's her child, you know, like that is what she does and that's what she loves. So she feels like he is intruding on that. And I understand that. But I think the way that she went about it is, you know, negative, because he is trying his best and he does genuinely want to do work that matters and he is trying. So I don't know how I feel about it, but I guess we'll see more about that in the future episodes. Kate and Toby in this episode are also very interesting, because Kate meets Toby's ex-wife, and you know, on the surface she seemed perfect. She's thin, she's stylish, she owns her own boutique. So Kate goes to, I think, basically to snoop on her, but ends up actually applying for a job and actually really liking her. But you know, when Toby finds out, of course he tells her, you know, she was awful to me. I believe he said that she cheated on him. I'm not 100% sure, or like she left him, or you know, treated him awfully, something like that. But Kate basically agrees that, okay, I'll back off. I will quit. I'm not going to keep the job. And, you know, they'll continue to move forward and work on their relationship together, which I'm loving. I get serious Fault in Our Stars vibes from Kate and Toby. I really do. I get Augustus and Hazel vibes from them. And it's interesting because they're not ill or anything. I just feel like because they're going to the meetings, so we have that aspect, it parallels the counseling meetings from Fault in Our Stars, and he's the one pursuing her, and I don't know, it's just really cute, and I love it, and it's so pure right now, so I'm loving Kate and Toby. And for the last of the big three, let's talk about present day Randall. So Randall and William actually have some really compelling scenes in this episode, where, you know, William is basically, you know, a little hesitant to be what he deems as profiled. And, you know, there's definitely that argument. And I think in the case that they were speaking of with, you know, calling the security, I do think there was a little bit of profiling going on there. But then again, you know, I understand that it is your neighborhood, so like, you're cautious of anyone that you don't recognize being there. But I mean, of course you could argue that there was profiling there. But you know, Randall and William get into it about how they as a whole are treated differently, and I completely agree. I mean, obviously I am a white female, so you know, I can't speak from the point of view of somebody who is not white, because I have always been white and I always will be white. So I always have that with me, and I can never, you know, begin to speak for a different race. But I do admit that, you know, as a white person, I have privileges that others do not, and I don't get looked at differently when I am in a store. Like Randall was explaining, you know, there's all these things that happen that Randall is talking about, how they will get looked at differently just because of the color of their skin. And it's definitely not fair. But, you know, as Randall says, he chooses not to dwell on it, because if he does, in a way, it's them winning. So, you know, I love what Randall's all about. And I'm, you know, but I wish that it didn't have to be that way. I really do. But you know, you can just see, like, once again, I you know, I've mentioned this in other podcasts, and I just, you know, mentioned this in general, but I think it's really impressive how much silence can do for a television show or a movie, and it speaks volumes when there actually isn't anything being said. This wasn't complete silence, but it was no dialogue, and that was all we needed. And it was when they are watching the play performed by Randall's daughter, who is playing Snow White, and you can just see that, you know, his mental process is, are they laughing because of the play, or are they laughing because my daughter is a black woman who is playing Snow White? And it's awful that he has to feel that way, because, you know, that's his daughter. That's everything that he loves in the world. So it's awful that he has to feel that way. And, you know, I wish it wasn't like this. But I think it is also amazing that, you know, his daughter sees nothing wrong with being Snow White, you know, and I think that's really beautiful. And like I was saying earlier in this podcast, I think it's very interesting, and it speaks a lot of volumes about how children are just so pure that they see nothing wrong with these things. And it's just awful how tainted you become once you grow up. So it's really awful to see that. But I think that that is all that I really had. Another great episode from This Is Us. A lot of powerful scenes. Like I said, I think my picks for most powerful, we actually had a lot in this episode. They just keep on coming with us with these, you know, emotional things. My pick for powerful moving scenes of the night are, of course, you know, Kate having to get that message from the little girls, and Jack and Rebecca having to read it. Kevin in the pool and yelling at his parents was a really intense scene. And of course, William's talk with Randall was also a very big one. So I think that's really all we had for this episode. This has been a This Is Us review. If you appreciated this review, or if you want to check out more from Variety Radio Online, you can go to thevro.com, and you can find podcasts like these, blog reviews, convention news, interviews, and all kinds of things on there. You can also follow us on social media. You can give us a like on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. You can follow us on Twitter at thevro, and we are also Variety Radio Online on Instagram and Tumblr. If you have any thoughts of the latest This Is Us episode, make sure to leave us a comment, tweet us, you know, just leave comments, anything like that, and we will read them on the air next time. So thank you guys for listening. My name is Brancy, and this has been a This Is Us review. See you guys next week to talk more This Is Us.